Hey guys, Kerry for Res Life here. Some of you may be thinking, is anger and manipulation that bad? What about positive manipulation? Don't we just call that persuasion? It's a question I have struggled with. Let's say you and your friends are about to head out when you notice one of them snuck alcohol in the back of the car that you're driving. They think you didn't notice, but you did. Now you're angry at the sneakiness because you're the one who could get busted. Knowing you and everyone in your car is underage, you think fast and talk about how you heard the MPs are randomly pulling people over this weekend because of the holiday. Your friend gets a little spooked, and suddenly he has to run back inside, taking the alcohol with him and out of your car. Was what you did good or bad? You used a bit of manipulation to control the situation. You ended up with the desired and arguably more favorable outcome. But was it right? That's a tough one. So let me ask a different question. Was there a better way to go about it? Sometimes life throws us curveballs. We never know when they're going to fly at us. It's one of the reasons knowing God's word is so important. It shows us how to live. Check out Colossians 3:9. Quote, "Do not lie to one another, for you have put off the old self with its habits." End quote. This verse clears things up pretty well. Sometimes life can appear to get complicated, but when it does, God's word usually has sound wisdom to follow. So back to the scene. Try being honest and tell them how you feel about their deceptive behavior while helping them see what you see as possible consequences. Okay, here's a slogan I just made up. Shoot straight, don't manipulate.